In today's podcast, we discuss whether or not we have a fruit-bearing relationship with God or one that just looks the part. Hey there, welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. And today, we read Judges 12, Acts 16, Jeremiah 25, and Mark chapter 11. Now, last week, I went to a youth retreat called The Wave, and while speaking there, I shared an illustration with the teens regarding basketballs. I was holding two different basketballs in my hands, and I asked them to choose which of the two they think that I should go and play a game with if I were going to play. One was a Spalding, a very well-known basketball. It looked experienced and well-used, and the other one was a newer, kind of more affordable-looking model. And the ways that these students were rationalizing the choice of the ball to choose to use was great, but not one of them ever asked if they could take a closer look. They never got close enough to see if the balls could do their primary function, bounce. One ball was actually almost totally deflated, and you couldn't tell until you got close enough. In today's reading in Mark 11, we actually see Jesus walking by a fig tree, and he sees that it looks so full of life and has ton of leaves even early for the season. Imagine the excitement that one might have if they anticipated a sweet snack, as would be evidenced by these lush leaves. Let's read about that encounter in Mark 11, verses 12 through 14. Now, on the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Now, a quick read of this encounter would have us a bit confused and startled at Jesus' response, like, wow, hangry much? But no, that wasn't it. Jesus wasn't mad that the fig tree didn't have figs, as it was not the season for figs. There should have been no real expectation of figs. But what's the reason for his curse then? It's this. The fig tree had leaves. Leaves are to be accompanied by fruit. The tree looked like it was full of fruit, but was deceptive and was bare. This deception is what angered Jesus. So what's the lesson? Let us be honest with ourselves and with one another about our relationship with God, as that is where our fruitfulness lies. Jesus says to us throughout Scripture that at the end, many will say, "Lord, Lord," but he will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Those are many like this fig tree. They have plenty of leaves and would be like many waving palms during Jesus' triumphal entry we read earlier today in Mark 11. But many of these same ones will ultimately be those that walk away, or worse, be shouting, "Crucify him." Why? Because they don't have a fruit-bearing relationship with him. There's no faith born by his Spirit. There's no daily submission and trust that looks to God the Father and his power as a source of strength and vitality. Too many of us have such amazing leaves. So many ministry activities that we attend, and for some, in this case, sadly, even lead. But do we have the fruit? Let us take a close look under those leaves today and ensure that there is the fruit that would be appropriate for the leaves that we have on display for the world. God isn't mad at a lack of fruit, as he has a season and a journey for us all. But be real about your stage and seek to lean more and more into the one who will produce more and more fruit instead of pretending that you've got it. Let us pray and ask for God's help in this journey. Father God, we thank you for the example that we see in Jesus' story right here, that we have a reminder to have a fruit evaluation. Lord God, we know that your spirit is always aware of what's going on. Your spirit knows the level to which we've submitted, the level to which you are empowering us, Lord God. And we ask right now that you would help us first and foremost have the realization, have the revelation of what's true about our relationship with you right now, Lord God. Help us to see the reality, to take a closer look and to see whether or not we are inflated or deflated, where we are empty or filled by your spirit, Lord God, and let us know by the fruit, like the fruit of the spirit, the joy, the peace, the love, Lord God. Help us to recognize where there is fruit and where we are lacking in it, Lord God. We pray then that you would allow us, as we realize the truth, to be empowered to lean into you for more and more, not simply fruit, but more and more vital relationship, vital connection, because you are our source and we are in desperate need of you, not only for the fruit, but for life. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Hope you're being blessed by these. If you are listening, thank you so much for being a subscriber on either Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Go ahead and leave us a rating or a review there to give people context for why you are actually enjoying the podcast. Make sure you leave a comment at fivebythefire.org. If you're listening, if you are watching, wherever you're watching this at, go ahead and like the video. Leave a comment below. Let me know how you're enjoying this. And share this with a friend. Let other folks know about this life-giving message of Jesus. And this one in particular, people right now need to stop and evaluate themselves for fruit, all right? And I think you can be a part of helping them do that. So go share, be blessed, and be a blessing. And I'll see you guys back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Peace.